And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. We start with a ceasefire, the complete and total ceasefire between Israel and Iran, according to what President Trump is dubbing the 12-day war that could have destroyed the entire Middle East. The ceasefire comes after Iran's coordinated missile strike on the U.S. airbase in Qatar, with 14 missiles launched, 13 of which were intercepted. One hit an unimportant area. The Trump FTC has struck a major blow against political censorship in the advertising industry and secured a landmark $13.5 billion merger agreement that effectively ends coordinated attacks on conservative outlets. Andrew Ferguson, the FTC chairman, extracted crucial concessions from advertising giants Omnicom and IPG, where they've agreed to cease all coordination related to viewpoint discrimination and submit to strict compliance mandates for the next 5 years. Meanwhile, the war on women's sports continues exposing the left's contradictions. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles deleted her entire X account after facing massive backlash for her bizarre attack on Riley Gaines. The same gender ideology is now under federal investigation at Smith College, where Defending Education has filed civil rights complaints, alleging the historically all-women school violates Title IX by admitting men who identify as transgender. With only 20% acceptance rate, Smith is literally taking spots from women and giving them to men, all in the name of inclusion. To Somalia now, where a 31-year-old mother of three faces death threats from relatives for accepting Christ, losing both her husband and home in the process. And as we tell you so frequently, please make sure that you continue to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And as a reminder, religious freedom is not guaranteed anywhere, and sometimes it will cost you everything. Tragically, that reality struck home on Sunday when 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning opened fire on Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan, with an AR-15 and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Browning, whose mother is a church member, was reportedly suffering a mental health crisis when he drove erratically to the church during their vacation Bible school service. Finally, Federal Reserve Vice Chair Michelle Bowman signaled that she is definitely open to cutting interest rates at the Fed's next meeting, citing concerns about job market fragility and minimal inflation impact from Trump's trade policies. And it's pretty notable that federal officials are now acknowledging what many Americans are living and already knew, that the economy needs relief. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.